This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Is your home stuck in a style slump? Well, 2026 is your year because Bob's Discount Furniture has incredible finds that pack a style punch and won't drain your bank account. We're talking statement pieces like the gorgeous Sofia sofa and loveseat with channel tufting and super comfy Bobopedic cushions, or a farmhouse storage bed that hides the mess and still looks beautiful. Want to cozy things up? Snag an electric fireplace and make your home feel like an actual hug. They've even got the latest technology. Their showcase immersive sofa has Bluetooth audio, heated seats, massage, power recline, and LED lights. It's like having a movie theater in your home. Make 2026 the year you love your home. Get your picks in 26 at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places that I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
Vinny and Haney's Dirty Dozen. The 12 best NFL teams, according to our GM, Vinny Serrato. 105.7 The Fan.
Well, Vinny's on vacation to Nolan McGraw last couple of weeks. He's been tasked with the Dirty Dozen. A challenge he met head on. Regular season has come to an end. So, Nolan, this is for, let me stress, the regular season. We'll do the playoff stuff with our picks and all the good stuff in relation to that in a couple of days. But let's close out the year of 2025 with your Dirty Dozen.
Yeah, revisit of how it looked entering Week 18. The Packers were number 12, sort of a de facto pick. Chargers 11. Bills were 10. Number 9 was the Eagles. Texans came in at 8. Rams at 7. Bears were 6th. And your top five in this order: Jaguars, Broncos, Niners, Patriots, and Seahawks reigning supreme. So now this is to put a bow on the entire season. Number 12 and number 11 look exactly the same. Packers at 12, Chargers at 11. Again, the de facto part of it, not really trying to knock the Packers here, but my other choices were Pittsburgh and Carolina. So,
oh, hell no.
Pretty easy choice there. Pretty easy choice. And, I mean, the Packers could still make some noise in the playoffs. Not really
better,
dismissing that.
Because it sounds like LaFleur could be on the hot seat there.
I know we're kind of off the retread conversation. Wouldn't mind him in here in Baltimore, just saying. Chargers at 11. Again, these rankings here this week, hard to justify a lot of movement because games didn't have the most importance. I mean, the Chargers rested Justin Herbert. They sealed their fate in that one. So it's not really the loss that keeps them here at 11. It's just kind of status quo, I guess. Eagles were number 10. So this is actually a slight move back here. I flipped them and the Bills. They were the exact opposite last week. Now the Bills are 9, the Eagles are 10. Reason for doing so, just have a better feeling about the Bills entering the playoffs. The Eagles, to their credit, did beat the Bills, which you're saying, Nolan, what the hell's going on here?
A couple weeks ago, yeah.
But I didn't really care for the Eagles packing it in and giving up on the 2 seed in the way they did. So as we know, the Bears lost as well. So the 2 seed was there for the taking. Didn't even entertain playing starters for a half. See what was going on with Chicago. Try to make a run for it. Just said, nope, we're prioritizing health. Hard to argue against that, but at the same time, home field advantage matters a lot.
Yeah, and Sirianni's taking a lot of heat for that decision, too.
Rightfully so, in my opinion. Rams are number 8. They really stumbled down the stretch. You know how I feel about Matthew Stafford. I'm still a believer.
Love
that's
him.
My MVP.
You know, he was friends with Clayton Kershaw when they were kids.
And that's why he deserves MVP.
Yes.
But point is, they did not play their best ball down the stretch. So we're looking at a shaky team, a team that maybe could be falling off at the wrong time. It would be them. still look at that roster as being as close to complete as you want. Bears, another team that's lost some big games here down the stretch. They're number 7 for me this week. They're down from 6 last week. Again, you know, you talk about the games. They didn't exactly go out there and try to command and take that 2 seed as well. I could knock them for that. So feel okay with that. When we get to the top 6, this is where it gets tough. Niners, big tumble here. They went from being number 3 down to number 6 for me this week. You lose to the Seahawks on the surface. Not egregious, but they did not look good at all. They did not look up to the fight. They did not look like a playoff team. Did not look like a week ago where I was saying, I still feel comfortable with the Seahawks being number 1, but man, the Niners are making a strong case.
And their offense was really
putting
up some points there.
Right. So that's a justified tumble for me because, again, number 5 Texans, 9 wins in a row. Again, what does week 18 matter? But still, you win 9 in a row, you're on fire right now. They may be the hottest team in the National Football League. Jaguars are number 4. Slight improvement for them. They're up from 5, another team that's been just doing nothing but winning down the stretch. To get to 13 wins this year, absolutely incredible. I knocked them early on. I used the word fraudulent multiple times to describe this team.
That is correct.
I was wrong. I'm eating crow for now. For now.
Uh-huh.
Number 3 is the Broncos. Your number 1 seed. That's right. I got the Patriots ahead of them. Patriots are number 2 for me. Reason why? All right, maybe I'm biased. I saw the Patriots up close and personal when they played the Ravens. But man, I don't know. As much as I want to knock Drake May compared to Matthew Stafford, he is in the MVP conversation. And even though there's an inexperience factor here, I would feel better about him than I would about a Bo Nix right now.
Yeah, two guys in the same draft class, as a matter of fact.
And then, of course, number 1, it's still the Seahawks. How could you not? They beat the Niners. They've answered every call. They've beaten the best. Therefore, they are the best. But again, this quarterback conversation, can't shake that feeling when it comes to Darnold. He rose to the occasion against the Niners, you know, unlike what he did last year, wilting down the stretch with the Vikings. But now you got that bye. You're going to sit around here for a little bit. How do you answer the call at home in a big atmosphere there in the divisional round?
Hey, look, we're Ravens fans. Ravens are on the outside looking in. But I think Sam Darnold will be the reason they do not advance deep into the postseason. But we've been wrong before. And real quick, Nolan, I would have to say Kansas City, Detroit, and Baltimore not being in the Dirty Dozen, probably the biggest surprise of this NFL season.
Yeah, definitely. I'm looking at other teams here. Yeah, you're 100% right. Those are the biggest disappointments.
We'll come back, take your phone calls, 410-583-1057. It is news from the Nest. So it's all about you next. Your postmortem on the Ravens season. Now we look ahead to reviving the monster that we think they could still be. Is the Lamar window closing rapidly, or is it still wide open? Kevin Ostreicher still thinks there could be some drama when it's all said and done with getting his contract renegotiated. So join us then. Then we got buy or sell. Let's turn up the money, hopefully, at that portion of the program. But the 12 o'clock hour is all about you, the people. Get in here, 410-583-1057. Turn up Tuesday, Bob Eddie, Nolan McGraw, and Alex Scamponi over here on The Fan.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback, I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.